In this gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 28. And I've given it this title, Playing with Fire. Playing with Fire. Jeremiah 2, verse 28. Here is God speaking to Judah through the prophet, and this is what he says to them. Where then are the gods you made for yourselves? Let them come if they can save you when you're in trouble. Jeremiah 2, verse 28. The context, if you read it, is very clear. Judah, Israel, was sinning against the Lord, breaking the covenant, going to Egypt, going into paganism, into idolatry, not keeping the law. And in accordance with God's warning, especially say in the book of Deuteronomy over and over again, if Israel, Judah, would go against God and break his covenant and go into paganism, they would suffer the most dire consequences. And that's exactly what's happening. They're in trouble and they say to God, they cry out, come and save us, come and save us. They've broken the covenant, they've gone into foreign gods, they've gone into paganism, but now they're crying out for God to rescue them and pull their chestnuts out of the fire for them. And God says to them, where then are the gods you made for yourselves? Let them come and save you if they can. Let them be your succor. Let them be your salvation. Does that strike you strange? This is the way of God, my friend. God warned Israel of it way back in Deuteronomy. And here they are, proving that God keeps his word. You get the same in chapter 11 of Jeremiah, verse 12. There is a fact. They were going to go on, and they were sinning against God. You get it again in 44, verse 17. They refused to listen to God. They would go on with their idols. They would go on with their paganism. Deuteronomy 32, verse 37, way before even before they would enter the promised land, just before they entered the promised land, God was warning them over and over again. And in Deuteronomy 32, verse 37, he says, it's exactly what will happen. You will sin against me. You will break the covenant. I will judge you. And then you will cry out to me. And no, you're not going to get my salvation for you. Now, what do I hear you say? Well, that's old covenant. We understand that. No, my friend, I believe it comes over into the gospel. Proverbs 1, verse 28. Proverbs 1, verse 28. Wisdom stands in the streets, lift up her voice, crying out to all passing by, come to me, and I will give you wisdom, and so on. But the people say, no, no, no. They close their ears to it. They dismiss it. And what does the passage go on to say? Proverbs 1, verse 28. The time will come when these people who refuse want this wisdom, and they'll cry out for it. And the answer will be, no, you wouldn't listen when I called, so I won't listen when you call. You say, well, this is severe, I thought. If any man called upon the name of the Lord, he will be saved. I believe that. I'm sure of it. And if we call sincerely, if we turn away from our idols, if we repent of our sins, if we call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. But there is a playing with fire here, and I want to just speak on that very briefly in this gospel snippet. Let me apply it to churches. As I've written in many books now and said in many discourses, you can see them in my works, I believe the evangelical world is going largely into paganism today, cooperating with paganism, drawing principles from paganism, and this is idolatry in the eyes of God, breaking the covenant, not the old covenant, the new covenant, breaking the law, not the old law of Moses, but the law of Christ. And God calls us back to the word of God, to be the ecclesia, to be the spirit-filled people living in accordance with his word. But we're refusing. And the time will come when God will judge us. I believe he's already started. And I can hear people then crying out, God, have mercy on us. But the truth is, I say it again, you will hear in those days, I'm sure. Perhaps we're hearing it already. Where then are the gods you made for yourself? Where are these pagan ideas? Where are these schemes? Where are these programs? Run to them. Let them help you if you can. Let them come if they can save you when you're in trouble. But I particularly want to apply this to the individual. Not that the first is not important. I would say again to all churches, elders and so on, listen to this. This is a serious business, playing with fire. Where, then, are the gods you made for yourselves? Where are these schemes? Let them come if they can. Let them save you if they can. They won't work, my friend. But what about the individual? The individual unbeliever. This is a word for you, my friend. Listen, please. Preachers today should be preaching Christ. I hope they are. They should be lifting up Christ and pleading with sinners to come to Christ. Warning sinners. Inviting sinners. I hope they're doing it. Pleading with sinners. Commanding sinners. Spreading the gospel as far as they can. Seeking to persuade sinners to come to Christ. I hope they're doing it. But sinners should be hearing it. Unbelievers should be hearing this today. And repenting and believing and trusting in Christ. Now I appeal to you, are you doing that? Or are you one closing your ears, Proverbs 1:28 and so on, all around there and following? Are you closing your ears to Christ, refusing the invitation, disobeying the commandment? You will not repent, you will not believe, you will not trust Christ, his blood in righteousness. You will not receive him. Are you hoping vainly, as so many do, that you can get away with this? That in your death some minister will pronounce something and everything will be made right. I've written about that too. Deceit in death. I invite you to read it. No, there is no answer there. There's no answer there. And in the day of judgment you will find it. So I warn you. It's no good crying out in the day of judgment for the blood of Christ to cleanse you. It's no good crying out in the day of judgment for the righteousness of Christ to clothe you. Now is the time of salvation. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And that is now. Now. So I plead with you, my friend. Don't play with fire. As the gospel comes to you, at that moment, repent and turn to Christ. Flee to him, fly to him, and he will receive you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Yes, there's no doubt about it. Come unto me, and I will never cast you away. Oh, that's true, I believe it. But there comes a time, my friend, if you delay and you push it off, when you will ask, when you will want, and it will be too late, particularly the day of judgment, I think. Oh, therefore, I urge you, do not delay. Come now. Don't think, well, I've got time. Nobody knows what a day may bring forth. So call upon the name of Christ and believe and be saved now, please. Amen. Let me close with an illustration. Martin Lloyd-Jones, when he was down in South Wales, Aberavon, appealed to those who would not listen to the gospel and receive Christ. They would say to him, no, we're going to Barry Island. Barry Island was the fun fair. What did Lloyd-Jones say to them? We'd rather go to Barry Island, they said, and play on the fun fair. What did Lloyd-Jones say? You go to Barry Island, but when you come to die, don't come to me, go to Barry Island. I believe that's the spirit here in Jeremiah 2 and verse 28. Don't play with fire, my friend. Don't play with fire.